Chapter 17. Vision for the Future. In the 75 years since the passage of the Wagner-O'Day Act, the partnership created between the federal government and NIB has fostered the most successful program to provide employment to people who are blind in the history of the United States. While doing so, it has had minimal impact on the federal budget. Benefits outweigh costs. The most significant financial benefit to the government is that persons who are blind become wage earners, thus paying more federal payroll and income taxes due to their employment. At the same time, these individuals are receiving lower welfare, unemployment, and other benefits. Aside from the quantitative value of the program, the qualitative factors are remarkable. NIB-associated agencies provide employment to approximately 6,000 people who are blind annually. Some of these individuals never worked before, nor did they ever hope to work. Employment opportunities range from simple hand assembly operations to complex textiles and plastics manufacturing, metal fabrication, and knowledge-based jobs, such as administrative, call center, distribution, retail, and contract closeout services. Outdated perceptions still exist in corporate America. Many of these service careers have been made possible by assistive technology, and while it plays a critical role in leveling the playing field for persons who are blind to compete in the workplace with sighted peers, there is much work to be done in shaping the perspectives of businesses in the private sector. To assess the attitudes and opinions among corporate decision makers regarding the hiring and employment of people who are blind or visually impaired, NIB commissioned a study in 2012 to collect attitudinal data among human resource and other professionals at companies in a wide range of industries in the United States. Performed by the market opinion research firm Repass & Partners, the survey results indicated a majority of hiring managers believe there are few jobs in their organizations that a person who is blind can successfully perform, and that it is more expensive to hire someone who is blind compared to someone without a disability. Further, for most hiring managers, it is a lower priority to recruit, train, and retain employees with disabilities than to recruit, train, and retain executives, senior managers, young employees, and minorities. The survey results support NIB's 75th anniversary education campaign, not only to dispel the myths about hiring and employing people who are blind, but to raise awareness and inform the business community about the capabilities of people who are blind. In another research initiative to analyze blindness-related demographic information, NIB found through youth focus groups in 2010 and 2011 that individual career goals vary widely, but needs and expectations are consistent. Post-secondary education is needed and technology is integral to youth's daily activities. Youths generally believed that visual acuity will not hinder career goals. However, they cited low employer expectations of the capabilities of people who are blind or visually impaired as a primary obstacle to finding employment. Implications from these focus groups indicate there is an expectation that future job opportunities will match the level of education attained, technology usage will be an integral part of future jobs, social media presents a recruitment opportunity for the next generation, and expanded career types will attract a wider range of candidates who are blind. Strategic directions. Despite the successes of NIB and its associated agencies, nearly 70% of working-age Americans who are blind are not employed. That staggering statistic, supplemented with additional research on the population of people who are blind, shaped the NIB Board of Directors' strategic plan. Adopted in 2010, NIB's strategic plan is supported by five key pillars: stewardship, employee and customer satisfaction, employment growth, stakeholder satisfaction, and broader mission fulfillment. These pillars have shaped NIB's strategic direction to significantly increase knowledge management and business intelligence capabilities, identify and develop new and existing market opportunities, increase partnerships and alliances, and build additional resource capabilities within business development and other support functions. Some of these initiatives have already borne fruit, such as NIB's innovative contract management support program, rehabilitation engineering and training support provided to associated agencies to improve productivity and wages, business development and technical support to emerging agencies, and the addition of new agencies in geographic areas that were not already providing employment through the Ability One program. Also included in the plan is an initiative to explore state use support activities. The first opportunity in this area came about in 2012 when the New York State Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, now known as New York State Commission for the Blind, announced that NIB would be the new designee to facilitate the distribution of orders for products and services made by people who are blind. It was a natural fit for NIB because the New York State program, which requires state government agencies to purchase products made by people who are blind, was established in 1946 and modeled after NIB. As a result, NIB established an office in Albany, New York, to manage the New York State Preferred Source Program for people who are blind. With a formal business plan under development, along with activities underway to enhance relationships with customers and participating nonprofit agencies, NIB looks forward to the challenge of broadening capabilities, increasing sales, and expanding career options for New Yorkers in this important market. What lies ahead? While many new initiatives are underway in the 75th year of the Ability One program, NIB and its associated agencies face challenges to meeting NIB's mission. The U.S. Department of Defense is the largest Ability One program customer, but a drawdown of military troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with reductions in the military and federal budgets, inevitably impact sales and employment. In addition, the trend in the United States is moving away from manufacturing and toward services. There is more aggressive competition from small business and other socioeconomic programs, as well as limited resources. There are also lingering perceptions about facility-based employment because of the segregated environment. At the same time, all associated agencies must maintain the percentage of hours performed by people who are blind, which is required by the Ability One program. Coupled with all of these challenges, the blindness community is also aspiring to higher-level career opportunities. But with the unique breadth and depth of knowledge, along with the specialized employment and rehabilitation services for people who are blind, NIB and its associated agencies will continue to evolve strategies and deliver business excellence for customers while meeting the changing career aspirations of people who are blind. Quote, NIB's vision for the future is a blueprint, a map, and much more. It weaves together innovation and imagination, envisioning what tomorrow could and should be, unquote, said Kevin Lynch. Quote, our first 75 years is just the beginning for NIB. From here, we will grow services and opportunities as a catalyst for our associated agencies to empower the next generation of people who are blind to succeed in all aspects of their lives. Unquote.